92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And when you hear that song about being cooler online, we've got the coolest online folks in the house getting ready to talk about ADX Digital. Tasca King is here. Brian Prowitz is here. And they're both marketing consultants with our team here at ADX Digital. Good morning, y'all.
Good
Welcome.
Morning. Good morning.
Okay, tell me everything.
Wow, I just heard that McDonald's Monopoly game has a digital element.
Ooh.
Did you hear that?
No, I had not heard that.
I'm really curious.
Interesting.
Well, it's so much cooler online.
It's so much cooler
online. They figured
online.
That out.
All right. So we're in sync with the bigger picture, right?
Okay.
Well, tell me everything. How can I benefit my business by going online with ADX Digital?
Well,
that's
you
your
know,
setup right
it's,
there.
It's first of the month, and first of the month, we like to get back to the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about targeting strategies. This is my favorite part about the whole digital game, is how precisely you're able to target your perfect client prospect.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about the different targeting strategies that are available. And we've got four targeting strategies that are our main ones, and then we've got a couple more we're going to talk about.
Okay.
So first, let's talk about behaviors. To me, that's the big one. That is showing your display or video ads to specific consumers based on who is engaging with your ad. So what we'll do is we'll sit down with you and we'll say, tell me about your clientele. What are they doing? Tell me about who they are. Are they women? Are they men? Are they younger? Are they older? Do a lot of them go to fast food restaurants? Is that who you want to reach? Do you want to reach people who are active and athletic? You know, all of those categories we need to, our behaviors, we need to pull them together and create a profile for you. And then as we start your campaign, we're going to find those people who match that profile, and that's who we're going to show the ads to.
Which is fantastic because
it
now
is.
It's very specific and it's targeted.
That's right.
So you're not
this
just throwing the billboard out and hoping that somebody
right.
sees it.
We're not throwing exactly. spaghetti on the wall.
Exactly.
exactly. We're throwing spaghetti at people that are hungry for spaghetti.
Directly at them.
Directly at them.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I love that.
So
that's great.
That is where we start. Okay, let me back up.
Okay.
We always start with geography.
Yes.
We're
going to
start there first. So if you tell us, my business needs to come from within a 10-mile radius of my physical location, then that's where we're going to start. But if you're going to say, hey, my business can come from anywhere in the 2-county area, the 3-county area, whatever that area is, then that's where we're going to start.
Sometimes people have a regional
absolutely.
Audience, and we can advertise, we can send your content anywhere in the country.
Right.
Oh, really? Okay.
Absolutely. And, well, think about it this way. If your business is a website, if you've got a big e-commerce business,
mm-hmm.
then you wouldn't want to just be limited to Escambia, Santa Rosa, Baldwin County. You would want to be able to reach beyond that. So we would start by saying, okay, what is your budget comfortable with? And then let's go out from there. And, you know, we can start here locally, or we can say, let's cover the whole state. Or let's cover the whole southeastern United States. I even had a client a while back that said, you know what? We've got the local. We have got everybody locally pretty much knows about us.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do fringe. So, like, I went over to New Orleans, and I built, like, this half moon coverage area around our 3-county area, or two and a half, whatever, county area,
mm-hmm.
and reached people who might be an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours out. And to bring them in for an event.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
So the geography is always going to be our starting point.
Yeah, I always like to say we want to talk about who and where your audience is. If mm-hmm. you know who and where your audience is, we can find them. So that's the where part. And as we continue talking about who, Tasca mentioned behavior. We
right.
also have keyword targeting.
Oh, see, that's
keyword
interesting.
Keyword targeting, showing your display, native, or video ads on web pages that contain keywords related to your business across all devices.
Interesting. Okay.
So if they're searching mm-hmm. or they're on websites, you're a sports fan. You're trying to get sports fans.
Mm-hmm.
And they punch up the Georgia Bulldogs.
Hey, there you
That's
go.
That's for you.
Classy guy.
then if we know that's who you're after, because you got your Georgia Bulldog t-shirt stand, we can directly advertise to those folks based on that keyword.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
And that can obviously go for any type of business that we're talking about.
Absolutely.
So you could pop maybe do surfboards. And so then someone that's a surfer or somebody that wants to reach that market.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Right.
Any word.
But it might be.
Could be the key word.
So let's say you're selling surfboards.
Right.
Anybody that searches best places to surf or websites that contain surfing information.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then it doesn't have to be that specific. But if it's to the topic.
Right.
They fall in our bucket. We can hit them with ads.
That's great. That's
keyword
really effective.
Targeting.
Very effective. I'm talking with Tasca King and Brian Prowitz about marketing and ADX digital advertising here at the station. If you have a question for them, definitely text it in at 850-437-1620. We're going to talk about a few more things that you can take advantage of when we come back in just a couple minutes right after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with Tasca King, Brian Prowitz, all about your options for ADX digital marketing and how you can sell your business online. So let's go down the list. We've got some more ideas.
Okay, we've got a couple more targeting strategies to talk about. The next one is going to be website retargeting. And that is following people around after they leave your website, showing them your ad, whether it's video or a static ad, a display ad, across all devices, with the purpose of trying to navigate them back to your website. So say they came to your website, they looked around, but they didn't really do anything. They didn't put something in their cart. They didn't request more information. They didn't try to make a phone call. They didn't whatever. We want them to interact with you. So we're going to show them ads and get them back to your website so they can interact with you and what we call convert.
Mm-hmm. And we could have your homepage be the page when they hit that. Now they're in the bucket for us to advertise back to. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you want to know, maybe you don't really care if they hit your homepage, mm-hmm. but if they go to the contact us page and maybe mm-hmm. they don't fill it out, or if they show a little more interest than just coming to your site, we could pick the page that we're targeting.
Right. Especially if your ad is, say your ad specifically about selling a concert ticket. Let's take them to the page in your on your site where they could purchase that ticket.
Great. I mean, it's hard to believe that it could be that specific.
It's very specific.
Yeah, all we need is the URL, and then we can take it from there.
Okay. That sounds very exciting. Okay, what else is on our list?
All right, also AI targeting. Now, don't get scared when we say AI. People have a reaction to that right now.
I just did.
But the point, yes, you're okay.
Okay.
We're here to help you. So this is just harnessing the power of AI to make sure that we're targeting the people correctly. Mm-hmm. So AI is defined by showing your display, native, or video ads to people across all devices using machine learning to target consumers based on who is engaging with the ad.
Right. And then the last one that we'd like to talk about is geofencing. And a lot of people think they know about geofencing. A lot of people do know about geofencing. But geofencing, just on a basic level, is drawing a virtual fence around a place where people gather and start showing people ads while they're inside that fence. So that fence could be downtown Pensacola. Mm-hmm. It could be a business's direct competitor.
Oh, that's interesting.
It could be
an event.
An event, right. Like I've had one client that we did a geofence around the Double Bridge Run.
Oh, that's
through that
great.
Whole area of the Double Bridge Run so that we could reach those people that were involved in that run.
So if there was a concert, let's say, at the Bay Center, and you were trying to reach that group, you could do it around the Bay Center?
Absolutely.
Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So those are all our basic targeting strategies. So now let's talk about the products that you're going to utilize with those targeting strategies. Some products are a little different, but the basic products are the products that use our basic targeting strategies are going to include display ads, native video ads, really anything with video. Just keep in mind, with video on connected televisions, there's no keywords because, you know, you can't type in a keyword unless you have, I think there's a couple of, there's just some high-end televisions with their remotes can do it. But you, there's a lot of the ads on the TV. You can click on the ad and pause what you're watching.
Right.
But anyway, with most of the time with connected TVs, keywords is the one that we're going to not try to use. But all the other videos, YouTube, social mirror, and social mirror OTT or CTV as well.
And how does that one work?
Social mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the one where we take the URL off of your social post, and we create an ad. And we put it out in the wild.
Oh, see?
That's one that's kind of subliminal. I love the subliminal aspect of that.
I knew I liked one.
So that's our basic nucleus of targeting strategies and the products that they work with. Now, we've got other products that work a little bit differently, like Facebook and Instagram. Facebook and Instagram, you're going to use the strategies that they give us. That's categories, category targeting, or category strategies. With mobile conquesting, your main strategy on that one's going to be geofencing. So we still can use the other strategies, but your number one, your concentration is going to be the geofencing. With YouTube and online audio is going to use behaviors, and that's it. And geography, right? Geography.
For YouTube?
Yeah. No, yes. For online audio.
For online audio. Audio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comes some down to where your target audience is.
Right, right. Not every product can use every one of the strategies. And a couple of the products have their own version of the strategies, which that would include, like I said, Facebook and Instagram. And YouTube use their categories.
Interesting. See, this is amazing to me, all the different ways that you can now reach a new client, a potential new client.
But again, no matter which product you choose or that you use for your business, it's the targeting that's key.
Mm-hmm.
It's being able to reach people who we already have a reason to believe are your prospect. And you don't have all that waste.
Mm-hmm. So it's much more bang for your buck, so to speak, but very specific, so you're not wasting your money.
Exactly.
Especially with the reporting that comes back.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that,
every month, too. Every month, we get a report that says, okay, you had the expectation that your ad was going to reach, let's just say, 100,000 people inside the description that we've just been talking about. And it'll come back and show you how many people actually saw the ad. You can get data on who interacted with the ad, and we can even get a little bit more specific in some situations with mobile conquesting, be able to tell you, give you an idea possibly of how many people came to the door after they were served the ad.
That's interesting.
And that comes down every month, and we want to sit down with you every month and talk to you about what the numbers look like and how is it performing, and maybe even which, if you have two or three different pieces of ad copy out there, which one's working the best?
Mm-hmm. So you can kind of tweak it. So you don't have to stay with it for the whole year. You can actually tweak it month to month.
Yeah. We can
so you
tweak
get
it.
Very specific.
Some digital, set it and forget it. That is not our jam.
Mm-hmm.
That is not how it works. It's interactive, monthly conversation with you as the advertiser, as the client, so that you know exactly how your campaign's working.
So I know it depends on the specific whatever package you put together, but what's kind of the price range when you're talking about digital advertising and on air and all of that? Is it all separate, or is it something that you would just need to sit down and talk to someone about?
Yeah.
Products are all a little bit different.
Uh-huh.
Each product has a minimum, but the best thing for us to do is sit down and meet with the business and do a forecast. Let's look at everything that you want to accomplish, and then we can do a forecast and say, okay, you know, this is what kind of coverage you can get at the minimum level if that's what you want to spend.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to reach a good amount of the people in the area that could be your prospect, say 75%, then we're going to show you what that would cost.
Okay.
And then you can decide at that point, you know, how much do I want to spend? How much coverage do I need in order to make this worthwhile?
Yeah, or even how specific of an audience are you really trying to get to? Because sometimes you can get a little too specific.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you want to keep it a little wider.
Right.
To be able to include more people in who gets it. So there are so many details mm-hmm. in what we're talking about, we've got to sit down with you,
absolutely.
Show you what's happening, and talk about this investment.
Okay, well, we'll be right back, and we'll give you all the information on how you can get started, who to contact. In just a couple of minutes, this is Pep Talk, talking about ADX Digital. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I have Tosca King here and Brian Prowitz, our marketing consultants for ADX Digital. You've got lots going on, and hopefully you can take advantage of some of these options for your business.
We'd love to help you out, and now is the time to plan for the holidays. So remember, in most cases, we do recommend that you have a three-month minimum on a campaign.
Uh-huh.
We've got a lot of clients that just do everything annually, and you know, we tweak it throughout the year, and we update creative throughout the year, but we do have a lot of clients that just do a holiday campaign, and now's the time we need to get those things going.
Okay.
Yeah, and we want to sit down with you and talk to you about all this stuff. It gets overwhelming really fast for people.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, if you know where and who you need to target, we can find those people, and we can hit them with creative that will move the needle.
And that's what we want, move the needle. And then I guess they don't have cash registers anymore, do they?
I don't think so. Ring the register?
Yes, I like the sound of the cash register
it's all
ringing.
Computerized.
So I have to put that on my phone.
Hey,
somehow.
You know, they might put the audio of that.
There you go.
You know, kind of like the audio of an old Tommy slot machine.
Slot machine. Oh, okay.
Cha-ching. Yeah.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. That's what we want. Cha-ching. Well, this has been great. You've covered so many things. Where do we go if we wanted to actually get signed up or meet with someone to talk about a plan?
Well, you need to call our office here at 850-262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our digital experts, and we'll come out and meet with you. Again, that first meeting is always free, and it's never a sales pitch. It is just an informational meeting so that you can learn about how digital can work for your business.
Excellent. All right. Thank you both for being here. Tosca King, Brian Prowitz are both marketing consultants. You can reach out to them as well. And Jeff Wayne. And what's that number one more time?
850-262-6000.
All right. Thank you both so much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Meg.
You being on Pep Talk.